is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy said today there are two deaths from the measles outbreak in Texas. Reporter Chris Fox has more from Austin.
Health officials in Lubbock, Texas, confirming one of the deaths was an unvaccinated school-aged child who had been hospitalized last week. It's considered the first measles death in the U.S. since 2015. The area has one of the state's highest vaccination exemption rates, nearly 14%. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb.
You're going to see cases exported into those other states where there's low vaccination rates, and you could see a continuous spread across the country.
The current measles outbreak has grown to 124 cases across 9 counties, 101 of those being school-age kids. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
President Trump says federal agencies should begin planning to eliminate more workers.
So we have a mandate to do this, and this is part of the reason I got elected. I got elected based on taxes and based on many things in the border, but also based on balancing budgets and getting our country back into shape. And this is a big part of it.
CBS's Finn Gomez.
This memo went out to all heads of executive departments and agencies, essentially saying that they had to prepare plans for agency reorganizations, to prepare for mass layoffs in the next 2 weeks to prepare those plans.
Trump has already downsized the workforce by laying off many probationary employees. There is an agency that helps workers in appealing their dismissals. And Michael Wallace reports it's been very busy.
CBS News reviewed the records of the U.S. Merit Systems Protection Board and found it received more than 1,800 new cases last week. It typically gets about 100 a week. The board survived a surge in 2013 when 32,000 furloughs were appealed, but a report concluded that deluge hampered the board's operations. Alyssa Tafty is the president of a federal workers union in Virginia.
Everybody is suffering from a lack of information, and they need to know a bit more to be able to make good choices for themselves and their families.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The Vatican said today Pope Francis has made a slight improvement as he battles pneumonia. His prognosis still guarded. And for the first time, the Vatican has admitted he's receiving physiotherapy to help him expel fluid from his lungs. A USDA official says egg prices could jump another 41% this year. David Wharton owns Cakes by David in Maryland.
I buy more than I need, and that way I can go past the next raise on the price of eggs because I've got them in stock.
He said if things get any worse, there are alternatives.
You can make cakes with applesauce. You can make them with ginger ale or Pepsi Cola. That's an eggless cake.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. We're working on learning more about a fire response at a Kenosha County school today. Fire crews were called to Pleasant Prairie Elementary early this afternoon with initial reports of smoke in a classroom. Summers and Bristol sent units to assist. Again, we're working on learning more. It looks like Joanne's got until about June. The Racine County Eye today has the latest about the closing of Joanne Fabrics. The store on Green Bay Road, along with all of their other locations, are shutting down. Twin Disc's former headquarters in Racine is back on the market. The asking price is now at $3.4 million after a previous redevelopment deal fell through. The 7-acre campus has been vacant since early 2023 when Twin Disc moved those operations to Milwaukee. And 10 federal employees at the Milwaukee VA were terminated. It's part of the Trump administration's effort to reduce government spending. The union repping the employees says they'll sue over the firings. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, Wisconsin with a win over Washington at the Kohl Center, 88-62. Head coach Greg Gard on the Badgers' fast start.
We were in attack mode from start to finish, and really, I don't think, I'll go through the film and look at the possessions, but I don't think we ever really relented.
In Milwaukee, Marquette beat Providence by 30 points, 82-52. NBA, the Bucks' shots came up short. They lose in Houston to the Rockets, 100-92. 1997. At the NFL Combine in Indy, the Packers asking for the league to ban the Eagles' tush-push play. GM Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, I'm aware of it. We really haven't had very many discussions about it. I'm sure we will over the next few weeks as we head into the owners' meetings.
Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni.
I think that the competition committee will do a good job of looking at everything. Just because it's a successful play for us doesn't mean that it should go away.
That's the Eagles' Nick Sirianni with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy and still mild today, with high temperatures still reaching the mid-40s. Spotty sprinkles are possible this afternoon and into the evening. And by morning, may mix with a little snow. Otherwise, tomorrow it'll be breezy and cooler with highs tapping 40. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 39.
WRJN. Help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know I need someone. So much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, days I'm not gone. So self-assured. Now I find I change my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being right.
Beatles and Help on WRJN. I want to take you back in Beatles history to this date in 1987. And I remember when this happened, it was a big deal. The first five Beatles albums on this date in 1987, Please Please Me, With the Beatles, A Hard Day's Night, Beatles for Sale, and Help, were released on compact disc for the first time.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow's their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Show. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? my radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
To Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
local news, timeless hits. Jackson 5, ABC, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Congratulations to these folks. Scott Slater, Joe Caliendo, Janet Hansen, Betsy Perez, and others. They won tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association from WRJN. That concert is coming up this Friday night. It's going to be at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Illinois, and some select tickets are still available. If you want them, check out the Genesee Theater's website.
Bob and Weave to the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at RacineTheater.org.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Dogs and Cream in Racine, where happiness is served on a bun. When you're craving warm, comfort food on a chilly day, Dogs and Cream has you covered. Made to order, from yummy chili dogs to loaded Chicago dogs and gourmet pretzel dogs, every bite is pure satisfaction. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
She ran.
Shannon and Runaway on WRJN. This past holiday season, did you ask for gift cards? Are those gift cards collecting dust right now? $27 billion in unredeemed gift cards are just sitting in our wallets, purses, and junk drawers. A survey found that the average adult has about $244 in unused gift cards or store credits. local news, timeless hits, and Wisconsin Badger men's basketball on WRJN. We've got the Badgers all season long. Next game is coming up this Sunday at 12:30. Wisconsin on the road to take on Michigan State. 12:30, the tip-off. Pre-game at 11:30. You can hear it right here on WRJN. And now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It looks like Joanne's got until about June. The Racine County Eye today has the latest about the closing of Joanne Fabrics. The store on Green Bay Road, along with all of their other locations, are shutting down. We reported last week about the Racine store closing, but at that time, plans were to keep some of the locations open. We're working on learning more about a fire response at a Kenosha County school today. Fire crews were called to Pleasant Prairie Elementary early this afternoon with initial reports of smoke in a classroom. Summers and Bristol sent units to assist. Again, we're working on learning more. 10 federal employees at the Milwaukee VA were let go this week. It's part of the Trump administration's effort to reduce government spending. The impacted employees include at least 3 veterans. The American Federation for Government Employees has announced it's suing the federal government over the firings. It's part of a larger nationwide termination of 1,400 VA employees. For more about this weekend's Thrive event downtown, check out the Racine County Eye. The event spotlights wellness. You can learn more about how to feel better at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy and still mild today, with high temperatures still reaching the mid-40s. Spotty sprinkles are possible this afternoon and into the evening. And by morning, may mix with a little snow. Otherwise, tomorrow it'll be breezy and cooler with highs tapping 40. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 39.
WRJN. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, and I know. Sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and now a song from a group who shared their lead singer with another group that had a one-hit wonder. The other group was Climax. The one-hit wonder was Precious and Few. The lead singer is Sonny Geraci. This group is The Outsiders from 1966. It's Time Won't Let Me on WRJN.
Time won't let me. On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Can't you stand?
Thank you so much for listening to local news and timeless hits here on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us.
Baby loves me, yes, yes, she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, cherry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
hey, cherry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Tell your mama, girl, I can't stay long. Catch up on you know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. Hey. All right. Ain't got no right, no, no, you don't.
Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. I'm wondering if your love's still strong. Ooh, baby, yeah, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Then that time I went and said goodbye. Now I'm back and not ashamed to cry.
On WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Make an appointment to join Terry Havel for his much heralded Rock and Roll Never Forgets show. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2 on WRJN. It's the stories behind the hits and the stars we play every day, and some songs you may not have heard about for a while. It's entertaining, it's educational, it's Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturdays on WRJN.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers Power Lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives.
Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Association and Windy on WRJN. The Association going to be in concert this Friday night along with Peter Noon and Herman's Hermits. They're going to be at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Illinois. As I understand it, still a select few seats available. You can check out the Genesee Theater website for more details. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs.
mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Together. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump said today he's not done yet reducing the federal workforce. There is new guidance for federal agencies like the EPA.
We're going to ask them to do their own dirge. In other words, they'll look in their group and I spoke with Lee Zeldin, and he thinks he's going to be cutting 65% or so of the people from environmental.
Asked about the Department of Education.
I think education is going to be one of those. You go around Washington, you see all these buildings in the Department of Education. We want to move education back to the states where it belongs.
The Social Security Administration is considering cutting 50% of its workforce. Allison Keyes reports on how workers are coping. A